Fantastic. Sorry, the voice you're hearing here is Geraldine Carton, who's not here to talk about the lotto.
No.
But she is here to talk about podcasts, which have most definitely surged in popularity. Most set up like TV or radio show with different seasons, episodes. People are just devouring them. Everybody's talking podcasts. Now, there are hundreds of thousands to choose from, and we wanted to delve into the best ones. So freelance writer Geraldine Carton, who's here in front of me, who doesn't do the lotto, has joined me in the studio now to go through some of her recommendations. Geraldine, you are a self-confessed podcast nerd, addict, whatever the word is. What's the draw for you?
Yes. I love it. I love that you can...
That's a very good answer.
I love that you can listen to them, whatever you're doing. I mean, whether you're walking to work, cleaning, cooking, just going to bed at night. I also love that it's away from a screen. It's something that you can, you know, you can have your entertainment but not be looking at a screen, which
you don't have to be looking. Yeah, well, listen, let's get a few examples then. I mean, some of your favorite Irish podcasts, what are they?
Some of my favorite Irish, okay, so we've got Up to 90. This is a podcast hosted by comedians Emma Doran and Julie J. They're brilliant, and they talk about what is unquestionably the best decade of all time, the 90s, and they mix in a supremely enjoyable mix of information and comedic interjections, and I've written here that promise to spice up your life. So they talk about everything from Tamagotchis to Goodfellas pizza, to Forrest Gump. I mean, everything you can remember from the 90s and all the best.
Yeah, Emma and Julie have been with us here in the programme. Actually, that one's called Up to 90. Okay.
Up to 90. So then there's In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. Sorry, hard to speak.
Taz and Marcus in the shower.
In the shower. I don't think they're actually in the shower when they record it, but it's a 15-minute podcast that explores the random questions that you think to yourself when you're having a shower. Things like, why do we yawn? Or why do we never see baby pigeons? I was talking to Taz the other day and she said that what happens when we hold in farts was her most successful podcast to date.
So, have they got an answer?
They do. I listened to it. It's a fascinating episode. I'd recommend it.
You'd have to listen to In the Shower with Taz and
Marcus
to find out.
In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, exactly.
Okay,
so then we've got Mother of Pod, and that's an unapologetically unreserved and frank take on motherhood, hosted by Sophie White and Jen O'Dwyer. These two women are gas. They're kind of wild, just in how frank they are.
And I presume when you say frank, they tell the truth.
They tell the truth. And it's great because it's
in all what? Gory details? And
all the gory details. I wouldn't recommend it if you're screaming. But
is it about motherhood or giving birth or what?
About all of it. So it's the realities of pregnancy, childbirth and parenting. And like, I mean, I'm a testament to the fact that you don't need to have kids to enjoy it. It's really fascinating, especially it's about a topic that you don't really hear people talk about much. So it's good in that sense.
And it's as frank as you want. It's called Mother of Pod.
Mother of Pod, yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to move on to some more comedic
give us
ones?
Some comedy podcasts.
Yes, I'm a big fan of these. So right now my favourite podcast of all time is Off Menu. It's hosted by two comedians called Ed Gamble and James Acaster. James Acaster is just the funniest human I think on earth right now. He's random and witty and just actually really intelligent as well. The stuff he comes out with, I don't know how he thinks it up. But basically the premise of this show is they invite well-known personalities over to their imaginary magic restaurant, where they ask the person about what's the various components of their ideal meal. So it comes with a very lovely jingle, and it comes out every Wednesday. And genuinely, whenever I hear that jingle, no matter how grey or wet it is, I always have a spring in my step.
There's a new one every week.
Every Wednesday, I look forward to it. Yeah.
Wait a minute now. So if I said my ideal meal was whatever, you break down the components of what I'm eating.
Yes. So
What's so great about that?
Well, no, isn't. So you're hearing like the starter, the main, the dessert, and and the stories behind it. So it's the reason why it's a magic restaurant is that you could say like, so the starter would be this prawn cocktail I had when I was in Costa Rica, like living my best life. And then so the main is Christmas dinner that my granny made. She's dead now, but it would be that dinner that she makes.
Specifics. The meal is, or the whatever is, the springboard for some story.
Exactly, there's loads of stories.
It's not just talking about the bleeding food.
No, it's not like the butter and the cream and the flour. No, so that's great.
So that's called Off Menu, and that would be one of your favourites, particularly because of James Acaster.
Oh my gosh,
very
so James,
funny,
if you're listening, I'm a big fan of
him. And Ed Gamble is the other guy, right?
Yes, he's great.
And also very good, obviously.
Yes, very good.
Okay.
So then we've got Dream Gun Film Reads. This is another Irish one. Dream Gun Film Reads.
Dream Gun Film Reads.
So it's an alternative comedy podcast recorded in front of a live audience. And basically each episode sees a group of actors and comedians pick a different film, Then they'll perform the script, but alongside their own interjections and quips. So it's kind of, they do their own take of the film.
Oh, that sounds
brilliant.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really funny. Yeah. And they do live shows.
I mean,
as
sorry,
well,
that sounds good if it's good. It's good, is it?
Oh, it's very good. Okay. Yeah. And so I would recommend for your gateway episode to be Titanic. It's very funny.
Okay, so that's the start. But I mean, like, would that be just one scene from Titanic? Is that the point? Or the
no,
whole...
it's genuine. It's a whole thing. So go. It's about an hour and a half.
Right, okay,
yeah. So if you've got an
dream
free...
gun film reads.
Yes.
All right.
So then there is The Guilty Feminist, and this is hosted, yeah. It's getting really
I've
popular.
Interviewed Deborah Frances White, isn't it?
Have you?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
she's fantastic.
Program. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so she is comedian and empowering voice of reason, and she leads a panel of female comedians talking about 21st century feminism in a refreshingly accessible way. So it's not preachy, it's not downtrodden, and the fact that it's with comedians, it means it's always quite lighthearted and they don't take themselves
so
too
you
seriously.
Could start with Mother of Pod and then take it out into the other world with The Guilty Feminist,
exactly, yeah. Yeah, you have an awakening now.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, give us other types that are not necessarily comedy.
Okay, so then there's true crime, which has gotten huge of late.
It's just absolutely huge.
Oh my gosh, people.
Ever since Serial, I suppose, was
yes,
the first one.
Yeah, that was the first
even
one.
Even I listen to all of that. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. But the only podcast that I've listened to on a regular basis is, I mean, this is a bit sad, really. It's just like one of these things that, I don't know how it got on my phone, it's there. I just press the button and off I go, it's called Philosophize This. Now, I know it sounds very boring.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, Philosophize This. It's this American guy who just talks very fast and that, but he's really like, you can hear everything he's saying that. And I did, this sounds awful, but I did philosophy in college. I wasn't the best student in the world. But now I'm older and can take it all in and can listen to this guy and can understand an awful lot more in an hour than I did in a month when I was in college.
Oh, well, that's great. Like, that's exactly, I think, what the benefit of podcasts. Yeah. It's kind of made accessible.
And he goes through, like, he does it through philosophy and then he does it through philosophers, a bit of both. You
okay.
know, and what they did and didn't believe in that.
Yeah.
And there is a certain truth that people say, like, philosophy is 4 hours of telling you something you could actually be told in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's good 4 hours. Anyway,
what's it called?
Philosophize This.
Oh, I'm going to write that. Okay. I like that. You're giving me recommendations. Yeah. So then, oh, yeah. So a true crime. I mean, there's so many out there. It was hard to break it all down. But one of them that I don't think is very well known, it's called Broken Hearts. And that's H-A-R-T-S. And it's a really sad story, okay? And it kind of talks about how, I mean, you never know what is behind closed doors and indeed, like, you know, what the perfect life people portray on social media and what the reality is. So this is a story about a lesbian couple who had adopted 6 black children in America. They seemed like they were really, you know, forward thinking, you know, very liberal, living a very idyllic life, it seemed. And then one day on March 26, 2018, Jennifer Hart, the mother of the family, one of the mothers, drove her car off a cliff with the entire family inside. It's a harrowing story and, you know, the mind boggles as to why she did. And this podcast just explores the reasoning as to potentially why it happened. And
does it kind of open itself out like a police procedural or something, or is it just the facts?
It's the facts, but also people, you know, who are friends with Jennifer Hart talking about, like, she seemed so perfect, so with it, had everything going for her. I mean, just trying to explain potentially why she might have done this.
And do you think it kind of does? Like, is there such a thing as a conclusion, or do you come away thinking, oh, right, okay, well, that's...
Yeah, there are kind of a few different caveats going on there that it makes you think, definitely.
It's called Broken Hearts. That happened less than a year ago then, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So it's really recent. So I think that's why this podcast isn't very well known yet.
And I have to ask, that's just a one-off, is it? Like, it begins
yes.
and it ends?
Yes.
In the one podcast. In the one program or whatever. In the
yes.
one hour or whatever.
Oh, no. So it goes on. It's a series.
Oh, right.
So there's, a series of episodes.
All right.
Maybe
okay. Broken Hearts.
Broken
it's called
Hearts.
H-A-R-T-S because her name is Jennifer Hart.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay, by the way, we're talking podcasts here. If you have any favourites that she doesn't know about, like Philosophize This.
Yes.
In fact, I think there might even be an exclamation mark after the this. I'm not sure. 51552 is our text. We're talking to Geraldine Carton. Okay, give us some more.
So then there's West Cork.
Oh, I've heard about
which
this.
Has
I
been
believe it's
incredibly.
Very good. Yeah.
It's really well
I haven't
done.
Heard
it's
it, but.
Created by Jennifer Ford and Sam Bungie. And it's a 13-part series. It takes a deep dive into the unsolved mystery of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier's brutal killing in Crookhaven back in 1996. It's a story that, you know, Ireland was gripped by when it happened. Mm. Really sad. But the series itself, it's really incredibly well done. Very. Is sympathetic to the story itself, putting Sophie at the centre instead of making it salacious. And actually, it got so much praise from all corners of the world, from Sophie's Own Family in France to the king of documentaries himself, Louis Theroux.
Is Louis the king of documentaries because of all the stuff he does on TV and gets in behind the most amazing things like Death Row and all these kind of places?
Oh, he's incredible, yeah. So any praise from him is very high praise indeed.
Okay, so it's called West Cork
West
by Jennifer
Cork.
Ford. And
Sam, you can only listen on Audible. That's something that people forget. People might think that they can get it on iTunes or whatever, where you get most podcasts, but this one you have to subscribe to Audible and then you get it there.
Okay, all right. Okay, give us some, let's go to sports.
Sport, I must admit, is not something that I'd be very well versed on, but I've asked my very kind brother-in-law Greg about what are his favourite sports podcasts, because he listens to them all, and he gave me some great recommendations. So he said Second Captains is a brilliant one. I think that's really popular in Ireland. So they cover everything from GAA, soccer, rugby, golf, tennis. So it just depends on whatever match or tournament is happening that week. They also have two free podcasts released every Monday, but if you subscribe, then you can get a daily one, and that goes into more in-depth interviews. So
yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, like, I could listen. If I get caught into a sports program like that, that people are talking for ages, I'd listen to it in one way. But I often wonder why. I mean, when you've seen a football match and it's over a quarter to ten, and an hour later, they're still showing highlights as to how somebody wasn't on the line when the corner was taken or something.
Yeah.
You really need to get a life.
I mean, I have to say I agree with you. But hey, look, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, but I believe RT Second Captains is brilliant.
It is, yeah.
And we've had the guys in here, they're very good. They really know their stuff.
Yeah, I actually have heard them speak. They're very witty. Yeah. So then there's 30 for 30.
30 for 30, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a series of sports documentaries produced by ESPN. And it's supposed to attract both sports fans and non-sports fans alike. Because, excuse me, it explores sports competitions, athleticism and adventure. Sorry, I'm going to have to take some water.
Do you want a glass of water there?
I'm dying here.
51552 is our text, says Debbie,
I'm
filling
so
in.
Sorry.
Oh, look, the weather looks good.
Sorry, I'm back. Me and my voice are back.
No, I'm coughing. Go on, yeah.
So expect everything from NBA activism and polar exploration to Olympic failure and the complicated world of Bikram yoga.
The complicated world of Bikram. Sorry, what is this about? This is for people who don't like sport or for everybody?
So everyone. Right, if you like sports and if you don't, if you like... I don't know, hearing about Olympic failure. Maybe.
And it's ESPN production, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So
30 for 30 is what it's called.
Yeah.
All right.
And then lastly, in the sports category, there's Fighting Talk, and that's hosted by Colin Murray. And it apparently provides a very eclectic brand of insight and knowledge when it comes to sports.
All right, sport in general, it's not just about boxing or something, is it?
Yeah, it's any
Fighting
topic.
Talk. Oh, okay, fair enough. Right,
yeah,
okay.
Lots of laughs and randomness.
Right, okay. All right, go for something else.
So now let's move on to self-improvement, which is, again, a really popular... genre of podcasts.
Here's a few here. It says a great podcast is Hardcore History with Dan Carlin. Long format episodes about different periods of history. For true crime comedy, it has to be The Last Podcast on the Left. Sorry. For pure madness, it has to be Plumbing the Death Star. And for movies, it's The Weekly Planet. Donald, thank you very much for that. 51552. You see, you did say at the beginning there are thousands and millions.
Oh, do you know, there's more than 600,000 podcasts out there right now covering more than 100 languages.
Really? Okay, fair enough. All right, so you're on to self-improvement.
Self-improvement.
Seriously, come on, lads.
So we've got the BBC People Fixing the World. This is brilliant solutions to the world's problems. It's actually really fascinating to hear.
Okay.
Yeah, the amazing things people are doing to try to change the
world.
These
aren't like a 12-step program on how to get up early in the morning and jog or something.
No, there are, of course, those ones as well, but they're not the ones that I personally prefer. So this one is about, how people are doing things to make the world a better place, but not in a weird, preachy way. I mean, it really does make you think, what can you do to try and improve the world? I'd say my star episodes are the Swedish shopping mall where everything is recycled, which is really fascinating. They've made all the shops in there are from secondhand or recycled clothes. Or goods. And then there's also How to Build a City for an Aging Population.
So it's not what I thought it was going to be like.
No.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay, it's called the BBC People Fixing the World.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Then there's The Good Glow, which is again another new one, and it's Irish. It's hosted by Georgie Crawford. You might have heard of her. She was pretty public about sharing her breast cancer journey. And so this is a podcast she's produced now. Since coming out the other end of getting diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's kicking 2019 off with a really thoughtful podcast, and it focuses on wellness, personal growth, and the power of positivity. the episode with Dearn Garrahy is particularly brilliant because, you know, they ever knows her as the funny girl, but she's very honest.
Oh, so episodes with other people talking about
exactly.
This.
So oh, she right, interviews a different person every time.
Here's one here, 51552, another brilliant podcast series, Revisionist History from Malcolm Gladwell. That comes in from Dermot. Thank you for that one. Okay, 51552. The best podcast you will ever listen to. My dad wrote a porno.
Yes.
Hilarious. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah,
I don't know
great.
What it is.
Give it a listen.
All right, go ahead.
So then there's Blind Boy Podcast, and he is huge all over the world. People are obsessed with him.
Absolutely. Somebody in my family is very obsessed. I mean,
yes.
he's the biggest. He's always top in the charts, isn't he?
Always top of the charts. I mean, yeah, he's
and
really...
he's just monologuing, is he?
Yeah,
just,
50-minute monologues. Yeah. You'd think it's tiresome to listen to, but not when it comes to Blind Boy. So his love of learning and sharing new information is so evident. And I mean, the ease with which he explains really intense topics, it's incredible. He's so intelligent.
Yeah.
And I mean, he can go from philosophy to rap to the Easter Rising in one breath.
Right.
So I definitely recommend
that's the most famous one that I'm seeing there. All right, the Blind Boy Podcast. It's just called the Blind Boy Podcast,
yep,
isn't it?
Blind Boy Podcast.
Fair enough. Okay, any news ones? Or?
Yeah, so there's lots of news ones again. And to be honest, like, it does what it says in the tin. Like, it's news. So you could have Today in Focus, and that's by The Guardian. So that's UK based. But that's really good at combining personal storytelling with insightful analysis. So that's very good in that sense. Then there's The Daily, and that's by New York Times. Again, that's, you know, based in America. It's really good if you're interested in American politics, but it's more of kind of snappy 20-minute insights, and it's 5 days a week.
Okay, the first one there is The Guardian, Today in
yes.
Focus. It's from The Guardian. It's called Today in Focus. The other one's called The Daily.
The Daily.
Okay.
And then you have The Irish Times Worldview, and
that's
brilliant. Yeah, it's really interesting, just talking about all the biggest stories from around the world, and they just have great contributors, really well informed.
Okay, very good. Insights on wide range of topics, I presume. The Irish Times World View is the name of that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've got a little category called In Case You Missed It. So these are shows that are really, really popular. Most people who are into podcasts would have known about them. But say if you're kind of starting off your podcasting journey, these are ones that you might not have heard of. So there's Oprah's Supercell Conversations, and this is a show that's probably more along the lines of what you were saying in terms of like self-improvement.
Oh, really? But hold on a second. Like, people would, you're saying that this could go under the radar. People would surely know Oprah Winfrey well enough to know has she got a podcast. Let's go to it.
Yeah, but sure, you never know. Some people might be living under a rock.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard it, so maybe so. Yeah.
Yeah, there
Oprah
you go.
Super Soul Conversations.
Yes. Yeah. So she invites guests and explores life's biggest questions. So it's full of lots of aha moments, is what she says, which is kind of those moments when she realizes a universal truth, and she's often tweeting about it as she's doing. She's like, oh, sorry, I'm going to have to tweet this.
And a little bit of her kind of like the program on TV, is it? Like that kind
yes,
of
thing. Yes, yeah, but it's all kind of about spiritualism, philosophy, very much about what's makes you a better person. So one episode I'd really recommend is with Dr. Brené Brown. She's got one of the most popular TED Talks that there's ever been. And so she talks about vulnerability and how our lives can exponentially improve by allowing ourselves to be a little bit more vulnerable every now and again. So give it a listen. You never know, you might be asking out your crush.
Indeed. Okay. Oprah Super Soul Conversations.
Yep.
All right.
Then there's Desert Island Discs, and this is actually one of radio's longest running programs by the BBC. It's been running for the last 75 years, and it's had loads of hosts, but Kirsty Young is one of the most recent ones, and she's brilliant. She's my favourite. She's got lovely, sultry, dulcet tones.
And would you recommend any specific ones?
Yes. There's one of Tom Hanks is brilliant. Just everyone loves Tom Hanks regardless, but Jo Malone is also fascinating, and Maeve Binchy is lovely.
Oh, Jo Malone, is that the perfumey person?
Yes. Right, yeah, okay. She's got a really fascinating story.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Fair enough. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about it. Yeah. Did you know the Archbishop of Canterbury was on that programme once?
And
he picked a song by the Incredible String Band.
Stop.
These are things you need to know.
That is.
That's Desert Island Discs, and it's Kirsty Young these days. It's been going for 75 years.
Yeah.
She's not 75 years, the programme is.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Give us another one.
And then finally, the last recommendation.
Hold on, I'm going to give you some here. Look, Blank Check is great. Do you know that?
Okay.
Two guys go through a director's filmography, one episode for each movie, and then they show what the director was given a blank check to make what they want. I should have read this first. They are currently doing Tim Burton. Really funny, and makes you want to watch the older films you haven't seen in ages. Highly recommended. Tom and Cork, thanks for that. I'm a big fan of audio drama podcasts. We're Alive is one of the best. Conan Needs a Friend, where Conan O'Brien talks to fellow comedians, says Fiona. I wouldn't be the world's number one Conan O'Brien fan, but there you go. Yeah, there's a bunch of other ones there recommended. I should say there's 600,000 or something at least that we know of. So this is just a flavour. Okay, so you've gone from Oprah, Super Soul Conversations, to Kirsty Young with Desert Island Disc. Well, it's Kirsty Young at the moment. Give us some more.
And then the last one I'm going to recommend today is The High-Low. And that is a weekly pop culture and news podcast brought to you by British journalists Dolly Alderton and Pandora Sykes. So these are two women who are...
Dolly and Pandora.
I know, they're great names, aren't they? Dolly and Pandora. Yeah. So they're two women who are just so articulate and witty and intelligent. And they discuss the high-low and the... Sorry, the highbrow and the lowbrow.
Right.
So it's a nice mixture.
Pop culture news, the whole lot is in there. And that
and
is
they've
called...
They've got a cult following. The high-low.
The high-low. Okay. By the way, you recently started a podcast club.
Yes.
What are you doing? What is it?
So it's basically taking on the premise that, I mean, there's book clubs all over the place for people to come together and talk about their favourite books, but there's no podcast clubs for us podcast enthusiasts. So myself and my friend Taz Kelleher have set up the podcast club in the Tower Building on Tower Street.
In Dublin.
In Dublin. So every month we are hosting a podcast club, and it's going to be coming under a theme. So last month was true crime, and we had Gordon Rochford of Those Conspiracy Guys and Sophie White, who is one of the mother of pod and also has her own podcast, another podcast called The Creep Dive, and they came and they're speaking all things true crime, and it was great.
And everybody welcome kind of thing?
Yes, everyone's welcome, but you have to get tickets, so it's not just a crazy free for all.
Okay, and is there a website of any kind of thing?
If you follow me on Instagram at Geraldine Carton, I'll be posting when the tickets will be going live.
You had your first one last week, how was that?
Yes, it was great.
Were good, were they?
Yeah,
who
really
was they?
Good.
Sophie and Gordon, was it?
Yeah, and they're so passionate about true crime podcasts.
And did you get any results out of it? Is it true that women, it's about 75% who listen to those things, and men is only about 25%?
It's fascinating,
I hear that.
They're kind of thinking that maybe it's because women are trying to prevent the same outcomes happening to themselves, on a bit of a sinister twist. But yeah, you'd think maybe true crime, you might get more guys listening to it because it's a bit more gory. Yeah. But no, apparently, yeah.
And was the Ted Bundy program mentioned at all on the night?
It was. And apparently, Gordon was telling us that Ted Bundy was getting all this fan mail he was doing throughout the court case, and women were cutting their hair in the same way that his poor victims had their hair styled. So bizarre things.
Bizarre things indeed.
So next month
indeed.
We'll be doing it. It's on the 18th of March. It's going to be the third Monday of every month, and it's going to be comedy themed. So we'll do a different
comedy
theme every month.
This time around. Okay, I'm waiting for the sports one. You'll be enjoying that.
Yeah.
Or your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Geraldine Carton, thanks a million for dropping in. There's about another 500,000 and something where those 60 came from. Good luck. Take it easy.